Captain's Log Supplemental. Our rescue effort has given us some knowledge of the new Klingon weapon and the presence of Cyrano Jones, intergalactic traitor, and general nuisance.
Captain Kirk! Friend Kirk!
Seal off the area, Ensign. You know the law about transporting animals proven harmful?
Captain, these are safe tribbles.
There's no such thing as a safe tribble.
A safe tribble would be a contradiction in terms. Tribbles are well known for their proclivities in multiplication.
And they breed fast, too. And that's why these tribbles are safe. They don't reproduce.
Don't reproduce?
I've had them genetically engineered for compatibility with humanoid ecologies. See how friendly and lovable they are? And not a baby in the bunch. They're great pets. And profitable, too.
Jones, how did you get away from Space Station K-7? You were supposed to clean up all the tribbles there.
Oh, well, I managed a short parole. I found some help. This is a tribble predator. It's called a glomma. Watch.
Well, at least it's neat.
Why were the Klingons chasing you, Jones?
How should I know? Klingons have notoriously bad tempers.
That may be true, but they rarely enter Federation space and fire on Federation vessels without reason.
They did mention ecological sabotage.
Me? A saboteur? Ridiculous.
Captain Koloff was pretty emphatic.
It was such a little thing. I can't understand at all why they got upset.
What did you do?
I only sold them some tribbles.
You sold tribbles on a Klingon planet?
Well, I didn't know it was a Klingon planet.
Tribbles don't like Klingons. That should have given you some clue.
Klingons like tribbles even less. It was lucky you came along and saved me when you did, friend Kirk. I couldn't have outrun them much longer.
According to our computer files, Jones, you're in violation of 3 Federation mandates and 47 local ones.
Yeah.
You're confined until we complete our mission. Then we'll turn you over to the proper authorities.
Captain, couldn't we talk this over? I didn't think so.
Jim, Cyrano Jones is right. These tribbles don't reproduce. They just get fat.
I don't think we have anything to worry about.
Not about tribbles, anyway. I am concerned about that new Klingon weapon.
It is an energy-sapping field of great strength, Captain. It immobilizes a starship and its weapons capability. But apparently, it also immobilizes the attacking ship's abilities at the same time.
Aye. And if that's true, then it's a weapon that leaves them as helpless as it does us.
I believe I just said that, Mr. Scott.
The practical advantages of such a weapon would seem to be limited.
Perhaps. But there are logical applications. The key question is, how long does it take them to recharge? They will probably attack us again as soon as they are back up to power. And they will probably begin by destroying the other robot ship to prevent us from repeating the same trick. They want Cyrano Jones very badly.
He really doesn't seem the saboteur type, Jim.
Yes. Status report on the damaged green ship, Scotty.
Well, sir, we've managed to transfer all the green aboard, but it severely limits us. We've filled the shuttlecraft hangars, all our extra holds, and we've even got containers of that wheat, that Quinto Triticale, in the corridors of the ship. And then we've got that other robot ship to escort, too. I don't like it at all, sir.
Nor do I, Mr. Scott. But we've got to do it. Sherman's planet needs that grain desperately.
Aye, sir. But we've got tribbles on the ship, Quinto Triticale in the corridors, Klingons in the quadrant. It can ruin their whole day, sir.
Captain, sensors are picking up a Klingon battle cruiser.
Deflector shields up. Stand by phasers. How fat do these things get?
Klingon ship approaching rapidly, within phaser range in 30 seconds.
Obviously, they can recharge their power in a matter of hours.
Use the robot ship as a decoy. Have it change course and move off. We'll use it again to give the Klingons trouble. They can't control more than one ship at a time with a stasis field.
Beginning evasive maneuvers.
The Klingon seems to be veering off. My mistake, Captain. They were not veering off. They were attacking the grain ship.
But they didn't destroy it. They only wrecked the propulsion units. They left the cargo intact.
Captain Koloff is quite a marksman.
They've changed course. They're coming in again.
Ready, phasers?
Phasers armed and ready, sir.
On torpedoes. Fire one.
They're running away. Very odd. They did not use their stasis weapon at all.
Perhaps they haven't had enough time to recharge it.
Or the purpose of the attack was something else.
They disabled the robot ship. Scotty, put a tractor beam on it. We'll take it in tow.
Captain, that could be exactly what they want us to do. Tow the robot and limit our available power. We're carrying the extra mass of the first ship's cargo, and now we have the second one in tow. That requires a great deal of power we won't be able to use in battle.
That seems logical.
Thank you.
Well, Mr. Spock, do you have any ideas?
We could always throw tribbles at them.
I thought Vulcans didn't have a sense of humor.
We don't, Captain.
We've got broken cargo containers in all the corridors, and the tribbles are eating the grain.
Get Cyrano Jones up here.
Aye, sir.
Any sign of Captain Koloff's ship?
Nothing, sir.
Keep scanning.
Captain Kirk, what can I do for you? Some, spick and flame gems, perhaps?
Your tribbles are all over my ship. My security men can't find them all.
You need better security men, Captain.
Mr. Jones, you are in enough trouble already.
Captain, a harmless little tribble. What can they hurt?
Harmless, maybe. Little? In any case, they're eating the Quinto Triticale.
The what?
The wheat.
They're hungry, Captain.
So are the people on Sherman's planet. A little tribble doesn't eat much. A big tribble does. And these are growing. Jones, is this the ecological sabotage the Klingons are so mad about?
Captain, the Klingons are coming back.
Speak of the devil.
Jim, there's something about these tribbles.
Later, Bones.
Mr. Sulu, release the robot ship.
We'll swing back and pick it up later. Deflector shields up. Stand by photon torpedoes. And all non-combatants off the bridge.